This is Jay Sekulow. Election tampering. The ACLJ sends out a legal demand to Pennsylvania. Comply with the law. No shenanigans.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
To say that we didn't count them correctly the first time, you know, that it somehow there were illegal votes being counted was really inappropriate.
You know, even Hillary Clinton's lawyers saying that they haven't uncovered any actionable evidence that there was any hacking or any interference. So what's up?
In all the cases where machine error or human error has been discovered in the past, like these 90,000 votes that were uncounted in Ohio, you don't know about it in advance. You only know about it when you go back to look. So you wouldn't expect to see the evidence beforehand.
Does it strike you as odd that you've raised more money to do this, $6.4 million, than you did during the course of your whole campaign? And are you suspicious at all about where this money is coming from? Because a lot of people are.
Well, you know, our donors will all be disclosed. There are almost 140,000 of them, last I checked. The average donation is $45. So, you know, wherever these voters are coming from, these are regular people who are throwing in small donations. And if we find evidence of a systemic problem, then we will be pushing to expand this recount into other states and across the political spectrum.
All right.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Mr. Trump selecting hardened Obamacare critic Tom Price to run his Health and Human Services Department.
As the highest-ranking Democrat in Congress come January, Senator Chuck Schumer, who's already out with some words accusing the orthopedic surgeon turned Republican lawmaker of being too extreme to work at HHS. Schumer says this: Congressman Price has proven to be far out of the mainstream of what Americans want when it comes to Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, and Planned Parenthood.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Let me say first at the outset here, our thoughts and prayers to the people of Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee, especially in the Gatlinburg area of Tennessee, where those horrendous fires are spreading, and really thoughts and prayers for the first responders. We were up in that area not too long, just over Thanksgiving, a little bit west of or east of Pigeon Forge. There was smoke, but there was nothing like this. So again, our thoughts and prayers for the people and the first responders there. I want to get right into the election issue because you've got a couple of breaking news items today. First, let me say this. The ACLJ, and I'm holding it in my hand, so for those on Facebook and Periscope, you actually see this. This was a legal demand that we sent out yesterday to Jonathan Marks, actually this morning, the commissioner of the Bureau of Commissions and Elections and Legislations in Pennsylvania, on a lawsuit that has now been filed by Jill Stein demanding a recount on, and again, she did this also in Wisconsin, where she was not satisfied with a regular recount. She wanted it to be hand-conducted, which, again, was a delay process. But you need to know something about Jill Stein. And Jordan did this morning. And this is the Green Party candidate who's making, really trying to put a wrench into a legitimately conducted, certifiable election. But Jill Stein has another agenda here.
Well, yeah, and she's being used now as a vehicle by the Clinton people. And this is by the Clinton team, by the far radical left. But this is someone, when Fidel Castro died over the Thanksgiving holiday, and of course there were celebrations in the streets of Miami by Cubans who have had to flee their country because, by the way, the brutal dictatorship continues in Cuba from the Castro brothers, yeah, and Raul Castro. She tweeted, "Fidel Castro was a symbol of the struggle for justice in the shadow of empire." We were the empire she's talking about.
Right.
The United States. So this is someone who, in a sense, I believe is a leftist that wants to undermine the United States of America.
Right.
I mean, they talk about Donald Trump and Russia.
Yeah.
This is the real, like, activist, yeah, communist kind of behavior of
still
trying
around
to undermine America. It's very much still around, and it's being funded by wealthy liberals who just want to undermine Donald Trump and Republicans.
All right, we're taking your calls on this. We're going to talk about the selection of HHS secretary and a lot more as well. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about these efforts, and what do you think about these appointments? Logan will also be taking comments on Facebook and Periscope.
That's right, Facebook.com/JaySekulow or Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live there right now. Studio quality audio and video. And again, phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110.
Don't forget our matching challenge campaign, aclj.org. The issue is genocide. We're fighting back at the UN.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. Whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital. We could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So Donald Trump nominates Representative Dr. Tom Price, an orthopedic surgeon from Georgia, to be the HHS secretary. Cecilia Richards, head of Planned Parenthood, not too happy about it, says our nation's HHS secretary should aim to break down barriers to health care, but Trump picks, wants to build more. Fact is, this is the best opportunity that pro-life citizens have had with regard to the establishment and defunding of Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood knows this full well. So that's going on. We're going to talk about Tom Price. Let me go right to Than Bennett on this, and then we're going to get into some of the election issues too. Than, this was a bold pick, and I think for HHS, a really good pick.
Well, first of all, Cecile Richards is absolutely right to be concerned because her interests are in the direct line of Dr. Price's fire. He is opposed to Planned Parenthood funding. He is opposed to the HHS abortion mandate. So Cecile Richards has right to be worried. But here's the other thing, Jay. Dr. Price has written a replacement for Obamacare. There aren't many Republicans here in town who have a plan out. He has one out. Jay, I think that's what this entire nomination is about. Donald Trump has picked someone who knows how to repeal Obamacare and then how to replace it as well.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing to understand here is this is not the people that were saying, well, you can go back on his promises on Obamacare, President-elect Trump. Picking Tom Price sends the opposite message. It says, we're going to get rid of Obamacare and get something in place that works, actually.
That's why I think so important to people is that there is a lot of talk about moves right away that will, again, I mean, that will be temporary moves to change parts of the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, to provide temporary relief to people. But ultimately, we want to see a full repeal. I think we want Obamacare to be an asterisk in history, to something that really only existed for a couple of years, and the actual, it took years for it to be implemented. And for conservatives, I think it would be the ultimate repudiation of President Obama's domestic agenda. Now, I do believe there's going to be pushback. You know, we say Republican House, we could say Republican Senate. These are not all strong conservatives just because they have Republican next to their name. So you need someone like Tom Price who's going to put forward to those moderate Republicans as well.
Yep.
A full replacement that they're going to be satisfied will be that will work for their constituents.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phones. We've got a lot of issues we're talking about, obviously, but let's go ahead, Logan, and take our first phone call.
Let's go to William in Georgia.
Hey, you're William, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good, sir.
It's been a while. I wanted to say this. I find it very appalling that the Clinton Foundation are going through this much trouble to try to do this recount because if the tables were turned. And she was the one that got the higher electoral college. It wouldn't be no fuss at all.
Oh, they'd be would that be the case? They'd be screaming that this was not accepting the election. Look, here's reality. We've sent out today
William, and to our entire audience, a letter to the legal letter to the Commissioner of Bureau of Elections and Legislation in Pennsylvania, because it's a very significant and stiff statute. You have to meet a lot of thresholds to get what would be more of an automatic recount. You've got to have three electors in each state with an affidavit. Now, she's also, Jill Stein has also filed a lawsuit, so we're looking at that as well. But again, this is all what we said yesterday is an attempt to delegitimize, and that's what this is, delegitimize the election. Now, here is Mark Thompson. He is the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. He's a chairman. He's a Democrat. This is what he has to say about the recount efforts in Wisconsin.
To say that we didn't count them correctly the first time, you know, that it somehow there were illegal votes being counted was really inappropriate.
And this is coming from a Democrat. So they're going through this exercise. It's both a fundraising ploy, but also, Jordan, as you said yesterday, a chance to delay the outcome.
Yeah, ultimately, I think that the real goal here is not just fundraising for the Green Party, which is an ineffective. I mean, Jill Stein got 30,000 votes in Wisconsin. I mean, this is someone who they spent a lot of money getting on the ballot, and still, I mean, their percentages were so low at a time period when there was a lot of concern with. On the liberal side, that's as best she could do. I mean, so this is not someone real effective when it comes to actual politics.
Right.
But if she can undermine Republicans, and she's a leftist, I'd say she's probably close to like socialist communist.
Yep.
Someone who probably likes Fidel Castro and thinks
she said it.
Yeah. I mean, she has a lot more than any previous presence of the United States. I have a feeling. Is that if they can try to undermine what Donald Trump's really coming into Washington, D.C. with, which is this unbelievable mandate that is just putting the left, not just Democrats,
meltdown.
But the left's into actual, like, almost like a mental meltdown. I mean, they're having, we don't know if Nancy Pelosi is going to survive this vote.
Yeah, we'll know tomorrow.
It's occurring. We don't, and that's secret ballot. We don't know. We know that the Chuck Schumers of the world, they're going to gin up. I think the race issue is going to be one. We're going to have to watch this unrest in our country.
Yep.
This is all about creating unrest in the streets.
Yep.
That's what these leftist activists like to do is protest and shut down cities.
It's anarchist. Yeah. Okay, so Logan, what are we seeing on social media right now?
Yeah, a lot of people are chiming in about this, about Jill Stein specifically. This one person just said, Dana said, Jill Stein needs to go binge watch The West Wing and stop spending the money of other people on a lost cause. Jill Stein, one person said, do you think Jill Stein is a proxy for Hillary Clinton?
Just I think she's a proxy for the left, the hard left, that's trying to keep their momentum together.
Yeah, I mean, she said she's doing this ultimately to help Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, she actually said that.
They also, she's threatening, are we getting, some people were asking about, is there more to come basically on this? Is there more issues to come out there?
She has threatened to take this recount all nationwide.
Yeah, well, let me go ahead and play it. This is her own statement. Here it is.
And if we find evidence of a systemic problem, then we will be pushing to expand this recount into other states and across the political spectrum.
You understand what's happening here, and this is the reality. This is an attempt to, again, delay. That's their approach. Delay, cause havoc, anarchy. Gin up a problem that doesn't exist. Then what's kind of reaction in Washington to this? Because we're obviously monitoring it very closely legally. What's the reaction on Capitol Hill?
I think there's even some Democrats, Jay, that are saying exactly what you're saying, is that it's a distraction. Listen, there are two things here. First of all, the next president of the United States is Donald Trump. The next vice president of the United States is Mike Pence. And Jill Stein, who barely registered at the ballot box, by the way, is not going to change that. But what is at stake, and the reason that we are engaging this and the reason that people on Capitol Hill are worried about it, is because what's at stake is even bigger. The integrity of the elections and the confidence of the American people. And Jay, that's what Jill Stein is after. She's trying to undermine both of those things.
All right, we're talking about the situation with the recount. We're also talking about the nominee now for HHS, Health and Human Services, Dr. Congressman Tom Price. Let's go ahead and take a call.
Yeah, let's go to Pam in Macon, Georgia. Macon, fully represented today.
Yeah, a lot of Macon.
Both
there
calls.
You go. Hey, Pam.
Hey, it's Pam. Well, I am just thrilled about the appointment for the HHS and there's a couple other things I want to talk about. I think he'll do a great job. Jill Stein should be worried because, first of all, I don't know why we're funding them anyway.
Well, we're not. They're raising their money independently. Let's go back on Tom Price. Tom Price is from Georgia. You know his reputation. Here's what was said about from the Trump campaign. Chairman Price, a renowned physician, has earned a reputation for being a tireless problem solver and go-to expert on healthcare policy, making him the ideal choice to serve in this capacity. He is exceptionally qualified to shepherd our commitment to repeal and replace Obamacare and bring affordable and accessible health care to every American. He actually, Jordan, and then I'll go to Tham, but Jordan first, he actually put forward a plan on this, not just saying let's repeal it. He's actually put a plan forward.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what's important here is for people to be comfortable with the idea that, you know, this may be a law that no one likes, but it's ultimately, it governs how our healthcare system works in America, which is very important. And so as bad as it is, you can't just say, okay, we'll get rid of it, and then tomorrow feel like the healthcare system in America is going to be just everything's going to be fine and good. It won't, unless you've got something to fully replace it with. Tom Price has already put that forward, and I think you've got to make sure that there's a broad group of Republicans. I don't think you're going to get a lot of Democrat support here, but you don't need it.
Right.
Broad group of Republicans who will support the actual replacement legislation
of Obamacare. Yeah. So, Than, let's go to the fundamental question, which is, of course, the and we're having this with our friend Jeff Sessions as well. Chuck Schumer threatening a very aggressive hearings for his colleague, Senator Jeff Sessions, for Attorney General. Tom Price not going to get a pass here. Well-qualified, obviously. Both of these nominees are well-qualified. What do you expect? Because we're going to have to be prepared for some confirmation battles, folks, come the first of the year.
Well, both of these are going to be ugly, Jay, but they're going to be ugly because of just how great the picks are. I mean, these are conservative, competent legislators in both cases. And to Jordan's point, the repeal plan that Tom Price has put out, it is bold. I mean, he is courageous. He is offering tax credits that, Jay, honestly, the coverage levels in his plan are going to be very similar to the coverage levels that were in Obamacare, just at a reduced rate. So on both of those nominees, I think Democrats in the Senate are going to fight tooth and nail. But remember, they only need 51 votes to be confirmed, and there are going to be 52 Republican senators in the United States Senate. So ultimately, after a lot of struggle, I think we can get them confirmed.
All right, we're going to take more calls and comments when we come back from the break. Let me encourage you, folks. We've got an email out today. We're in the last couple of days of our November Matching Challenge. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. It's on the issue of genocide. Those letters are going out tomorrow to 15 different countries to get the Genocide Convention implemented here on what's going on in the Middle East. We think it's time for us to do it. We need aggressive action. We're willing to take it. You can help us fight that fight to protect Christians in the Middle East. Go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate is tax deductible. We can get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org. Logan, when we come back from the break, we'll take more calls comments.
Yep, 1-800-684-3110, or join us on Facebook and Periscope. Lots of comments coming in. And a lot of people have a lot of their views. You can go share them on Wells, Facebook, and Periscope. Right now, one just came from Paul, said no one seems to be too concerned about this recount. I heard that it could be overturned. Is this true?
Well, we are concerned about the recount only because of what it will attempt to do in delegitimizing the election. That's really what we're talking about.
All right, we'll talk about it when we get back.
All right.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. Whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital. We could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Taking your comments via Facebook and Twitter as well. I do want to, we'll take some calls in just a moment here. Why don't we take one call to get started, and then I want to get into this Oklahoma State University attack, because I think it's significant as to the terrorism issue that we don't have a Department of Homeland Security nominee yet, but it's a big part of that. Let's go ahead.
Let's go to Mary in Virginia.
Hi, Mary. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes. Briefly, I'd like to know if they can drag out through legal proceedings,
yep,
and filing motions back and forth the counts for the Electoral College.
Yep.
And B, I'd like to know if there's any way to anyone could go after them personally for tortious interference with our elections.
No, here, let me go to go to both of those questions really quick. The electors, the way it works is this: there are statutory requirements under state law for recounts. Jill Stein, for instance, demanded out of Wisconsin a manual recount. The state authorities there, Jordan, said, no, we're not going to do that. She does not have, she may file a lawsuit. She is filing lawsuits under constitutional grounds, but statutorily, she's making demands that in Pennsylvania, the statutory recount is a very high standard. You'd have to get it, but she's also filed a lawsuit there. So what they're trying to do is delay that the state somehow can't certify in time for the Electoral College, and then it's thrown over into the House to do the election. However, the House could move the Electoral College certification date back. That's a statutory obligation, not a constitutional one. And also, let me say this, I think a lot of these cases are going to be dismissed out of hand.
Yeah,
I would take nothing for granted, but dismissed out of hand.
Yeah, that's right. I think that this just speaks to the hypocrisy of the left. It was Donald Trump who was pointing out the issues that were potentially with the voting system in their country,
right,
especially with people who are not citizens of the United States, who may even have false Social Security numbers. But in many of these states, especially because these are a lot of blue,
yep,
first of all, they're mad. These are blue states.
Right.
They were blue states.
Yeah.
See, Donald Trump turned them red.
Yeah.
And so they think, how could that possibly happen? And the truth is that what the Republicans are usually concerned about is that you've got in these states, and maybe this is the left getting a little taste of their own medicine, you don't have to show an ID.
Right.
I mean, and so what are they honestly with these recounts, what are they honestly going to, what can
it's
they do?
A recount. By the way, it's not a re-election. It's just a recount.
No.
It's a recertification. That's all it is.
Of the actual tabulation of the
votes. You're not checking
the
people's voter history and records.
They can't.
Right.
In these states. These are all states. And these are the people, the Jill Steins, Hillary Clinton, that are against voter ID laws. Right.
Right.
They want to stop every kind
now
of voter ID
not
law.
Now.
And guess what? This is what happens now in these states is that you can have a recount.
Yeah,
but you can't check the actual
the voting
anyways.
History of the person. Yep.
Well, I think a lot of those are they kept private because it's a secret ballot, or do they? Or is there are you assigned? I wonder how that works.
No, you've got to go through the system. Not who you voted for,
just that you voted,
but who voted.
Yeah.
Is always available. You can actually get the roles of who actually. If you claim to be like someone who voted in the election, they can go back and look.
That's right. They do that with celebrities.
Yeah,
always.
Right.
Always. Right. All right. Susan says, if it helps the American people have confidence in 2016. Election process. Let's do a recount. Frankly, if the shoe had been on the other foot, would Republicans want a recount?
No, Republicans would have said it's over.
Not
because
if you
not
lost
when you
by
not when you
70,000
votes in one state, you have to turn over 100,000 votes to have a change. That's not going to happen. So, look, in a Bush versus Gore, sure, you're talking 356 votes. I mean, that's a different ballgame. This is not that.
Also, they waited.
They also ignored. Yes. Well, this is done intentionally to delay, and that's what's going on here. This is an intentional move to delay. Let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, continuing on. Let's go to James in California.
Hey, James.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
My question is, what happened to the lawsuit with Bill Clinton and Lynch on the airplane?
Yep. So that lawsuit is moving forward. I received correspondence yesterday from the U.S. Department of Justice trial attorney in charge of the case to discuss the scope of the inquiry and what we're asking. We're in federal court there. Ben Sisney from our office is in contact with the assistant U.S. attorney or the Department of Justice lawyer that's handling it. We are pressing forward on those cases because regardless of how the election went, that whole incident cast a bad shadow on our system of justice. And at the ACLJ, we're very, very concerned about that. And by the way, you know, I don't think Donald Trump's going to recommend proceeding forward with any kind of investigations on Hillary Clinton. Having said that, we are not going to stop our litigation for justice. And that when we're talking about justice, it's the system of justice. And it's gotten a lot of attention in Washington that we've done this. And we've done it because that was an unprecedented attack on our judicial system.
No question about it. And listen, Jay, this is one of the reasons we have kept pursuing them, because there is now a new boss coming to town, not just the president-elect, but the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Don't be surprised at all if come January or February or March, when they start getting into this, many of these requests that we've been stonewalled on, we start to get the real information and the real answers. It may be less important now that Hillary Clinton's not president, but you know what? It will mean it doesn't happen again.
All right, I want to mention the Oklahoma State University situation. I don't know if we're getting any comments. Ohio State University attacker. So we know that the attacker is Somali. He allegedly has posted to Facebook immediately before the rampage these words: "I can't take it anymore, America! Stop interfering with other countries, especially the Muslim Ummah." Ummah means the Muslim world. He says, "We are not weak. We are not weak. Remember that." And then went on the rampage. Everyone is calling this a potential act of terrorism. At least this time they started with the supposition this is probably an act of terrorism, which unfortunately there are 40 Somalis that we know of that left the United States that were here legally, went back to Somalia or other countries to fight. So this is a serious problem that has been raised. Again, it's the lack of vetting, but more important here, it's the ability for someone to be radicalized instantaneously. This was a student that was featured in the newspaper.
Yeah, he was featured in an Ohio State University magazine.
Yeah.
As someone, you know, showing diversity and how he came to America as a refugee seeking this refugee status. He talked about how he was actually a community college. Yeah. There was already hints of this. Now, they printed this in their newspaper, in their magazine. There were already hints at his anger at America, though, in this. As much as they were trying to show him as like a positive, he talked about how at his, I think he transferred from another school in Ohio to Ohio State, maybe a community college. And he said, at his community college, they had prayer rooms for Muslims, and they really accommodated. But Ohio State, he's very concerned, and he wants to be welcome into the community. He's safe. And there's this idea now that, one, this goes to that refugee issue of who are these folks coming into our country. These all fit the profile again, same age group, a male, attack, angry at America, you know, the posting. But what's scary here is that, you know, months before, he's trying to say how he's just trying to be a peaceful Muslim.
Yeah.
And
then he's radicalized literally within, they're saying,
also
within
the
days.
Left completely, again, tried to blame, you know, NRA. I mean, they had nothing to do with guns.
Right.
This was much more in that style of, I mean, certainly
well,
not.
Well, that's what ISIS has been encouraging knife attacks. They did it in Israel. They called it the knife intifada. I mean, it's a serious situation.
This guy's like a Somali refugee. Much easier for him to grab a knife and use his vehicle than a handgun.
Yeah. Do we have any comments coming along that we should hit before the break?
We only have a minute left for this first half hour, so make sure you guys tune into the second half hour. And if you don't get it on your station, join us on Facebook, Periscope, or ACLJ.org, or archive later on the ACLJ app or on the Jay Sekulow Live podcast. But for the next minute, a lot of comments are coming in. One person liked that caller said, "Thanks for asking, caller. Lynch should be accountable." So a lot of people we're seeing a lot of topics being covered.
Yep.
This is a comment, though, that came up. It said, "They are mad because of their socialist plans have been finally stopped." That was from
Eva. Well, you know what? A lot of it's exactly that. It's actually a good comment. All right, we're going to be here, as Logan said, for another 30 minutes. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. So $10 is 20, 20 is 40, 40 is 80, upwards it goes. We encourage you to do that. ACLJ.org. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Logan, again, is going to let you know how you can get it. We want you to stay tuned to the broadcast.
Facebook, Periscope, or Jay Sekulow. It's Jay Sekulow podcast later on. But again, some of your stations carry it. If they don't, ask them to. Make sure they carry the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live.
Back with more in just a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
after the broadcast, everyone, taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Of course, the recount issues are now in court in Pennsylvania. We've sent a letter to the Pennsylvania authorities reminding them of exactly what the compliance requirements are for state election recounts. And it's a stiff standard in Pennsylvania. And now they filed a state lawsuit trying to bring up state constitutional issues and others. I was a counsel in McConnell versus FEC. I argued Title III and won that case unanimously at the Supreme Court. So we know about campaign and election law. We've done it. We've got lawyers that are working on this and a team. But again, we've sent out a letter to Pennsylvania authorities to let them know that this is something that we are looking at and getting to make sure that the law is complied with here. This is an attempt to delegitimize the election. We know that. But we're willing to fight back. That's what we do at the ACLJ.
Yeah, Betty just asked on Facebook, said even if Trump had lost all 10 electoral votes, Hillary still can't win, right?
Correct. I mean, so we looked at this yesterday. They have to have three states for it to make any difference, and it would have to be overturning the elections in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, right? That would be the three.
You'd have to have those three.
I mean, and now she's threatening, Jill Stein's threatening to file lawsuits around the country. I don't think that's very realistic. All right, let's go right back to the phones at 800-684-3110.
All right, let's go to Gail in Massachusetts on line five.
Hi, Gail.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Sure. Listen, I got to inform you of something that was going on during the election, and this appeared to be very biased with me. William Galvin, Secretary of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, was running ads on television, you know, pushing for early voters.
Right.
And what he was saying was all you needed was valid driver's license and you could vote. You could register to vote.
Yeah.
Now, anybody with that would be like people that are not citizens.
Well, of course, having a valid driver's license doesn't mean you're a citizen in the United States. So that those are ridiculous statements. Now, I heard about some of those, but this is the left traditionally does not want voter identification. They don't want voter registration requirements. And now, as Jordan, as you said, they're kind of getting a taste of their own incompetence.
Yes, that's right. I mean, and that's why this is not really a ploy for that. It's a ploy to delegitimize Donald Trump.
Yes.
And the Republican victory. These were states they thought were in the bag for them until the final days of the election. And I think this is Jill Stein and the Green Party, which is so typical of the left. They realized they may have cost. These were states that were very close.
Yep.
I mean, these were tough for Republicans to win, and Donald Trump was able to do it. But, you know, you take those 30,000 votes here, the 40,000 votes here. They're attacking Hillary Clinton, which is what Jill Stein's doing. And now, again, I think they're eating crow a bit. I mean, it's their own medicine.
You know, Republicans also won 37 houses. I mean, Senates. I mean, governorships. I mean, this was a resounding defeat. Fan, let me ask you this moving forward here, and we're going to get into some of these confirmation battles in the days ahead. What's the temperature read right now? You've got the selection, which I think was a good pick of Tom Price as the HHS secretary, former orthopedic surgeon, has the not only repeal Obamacare, but has the replacement for it. That was a very positive sign, I think, from the Trump administration that they are looking at these cabinet picks significantly. What's the sense of the anticipation, though, on the big one, Secretary of State?
Well, I think that's probably the one that most people are waiting for. There was also the report today that Elaine Chao might be the next Secretary of Transportation, obviously the former Labor Secretary, the wife of the Senate Majority Leader. On Secretary of State, Jay, I think there's actually an increasing feeling here that Mitt Romney actually has a pretty good shot at that. I think a lot of people think that Rudy Giuliani is still in the running. I know I talked to a couple of people today that believe that Senator Corker, the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate, is going to get another look as well. But, Jay, I would say universally, no matter who a person is backing, I think all of them are glad that Donald Trump is talking to a wide range of conservatives, a wide range of Republicans, not just people who backed him early on.
All right, we're going to take more of your calls and comments when we come back from the break. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. The focus on today's email is genocide. We're fighting it in the Middle East. We're fighting it at the UN. We need your help. You can help us stay engaged on these issues. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching challenge, a matching gift for, so we encourage you to do that. We're doing great this month. We could come out way ahead of our goal. So your support really is making a difference at ACLJ.org. And Logan will take more comments when we come back from the break.
That's right. Get your comments in now. Facebook and Periscope. Do it right now, and we'll get some of those on the air.
And you even got a phone line open.
Oh, yeah. 1-800-684-3110.
Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most, whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110, talking about some of these election issues that are going on. We're also talking about the situation in Ohio State University. Well, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Let's go to Jeff, who's calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, yep. Guys. A couple quick questions yep. on these recounts.
Yep.
Are you guys going to have teams in place to ensure that there's no boxes of extra votes brought yeah. in or anything like that?
Yeah, we're going to pick some... No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, also, I saw where the one elector in Texas resigned his position, and if enough of those guys do that, what would happen with the election?
They'll appoint other electors. I mean, that's number one. Number one, on your question, we've already notified the state of Pennsylvania of our concern. I'm holding up the letter, actually, that we sent to the election commissioner in Pennsylvania. So that is already out. So that piece is already out, and we're dealing with that. I've talked to some of our lawyers. If necessary, we will send lawyers to monitor. We will do that if necessary. We may be calling some of our volunteer lawyers to do that as well. But again, this is not about changing the election result. It's about delegitimizing the election.
And it's funny, the Democrats are fighting recount efforts that Republicans have requested in North Carolina.
Yep.
Very close elections there. And again, so there are times when you request these recounts when you're talking about margins of,
right.
I'd say, you know, it's like 15, 20,000, 10,000 votes.
Right.
And you may want to request recounts or based off, you know, but I already saw an email out today that the Republican Party is looking for folks in these states to already begin assisting, because obviously they're not supporting these efforts, but they're preparing to have the monitors
correct.
There.
Okay, absolutely correct. All right, let's go to Chris, who's calling from Asheville, North Carolina. Beautiful part of the country. Was just there. Chris, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jay. I just had a quick question. Like, it seems that we're letting we as the right, Trump supporters, are letting the left kind of control the message about what we're about. And it seems to me that maybe the Trump campaign or maybe some other media outlet could almost create an advertising or a branding campaign to kind of describe what the Trump supporters are really like. We're not racist. I'm not a racist. I'm not a.
Yeah.
I don't hate gays. Or I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah. Well, Chris, here's what you had. I mean, look, this was the left, and it was the hard left trying to make a point, and they try to put. You know, it was. Remember what people are forgetting this. Hillary Clinton. I think this was a big mistake on her part. Well, if they remember this, she said the bucket of deplorables. And these kind of statements really have had a negative impact. I think that's one of the reasons she lost this election, Dan.
Well, I think the American people rendered their verdict. I mean, Hillary Clinton took that message to blue states in Michigan, Pennsylvania, across the board, and Donald Trump took his competing message, and it wasn't close. I mean, he beat her in blue state after blue state after blue state, went over 300 electoral votes. So to the caller's point, I think that verdict has already been rendered, and that narrative has already been told. It was told by Donald Trump, and the results showed at the ballot box.
All right, let's go right back to phones. By the way, we're taking your calls. We've got a couple lines open, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Kara's calling on line three. Hi, Kara, you're on the air.
Hi. I just had a quick comment and a question. I think Jill Stein should be invited to move to Cuba and live in the squalor there. But my question just has to do with how does the microfunding work? In her interview, she said that she would reveal, you know, the source of this funding for this alleged movement. You know, how does the microfunding work?
So she was asked specifically, and we're going to play this for you. This was with Martha, my friend Martha McCallum from Fox News. She was asked about George Soros and other things, but she specifically asked about the funding because they've raised more money on this than they did for their Green Party campaign. Here's what she said.
Does it strike you as odd that you've raised more money to do this, $6.4 million, than you did during the course of your whole campaign? And are you suspicious at all about where this money is coming from? Because a lot of people are.
Well, you know, our donors will all be disclosed. There are almost 140,000 of them, last I checked. The average donation is $45. So, you know, wherever these voters are coming from, these are regular people who are throwing in small donations so that we can have a government that is about us everyday people.
Yeah, this is nonsense, by the way. I mean, utter absolute nonsense. These lawsuits are ridiculous. Sore losers.
Sore losers. And she's, I think, a little bit of self-blame here. It's people like Jill Stein and others that may have cost Hillary Clinton these states. I'm not saying the whole election, by the way, because Donald Trump, I think, still would have won. But Jill Stein didn't help. I mean, they were actively campaigning against Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
And now what do they have in the White House? They've got Donald Trump. They got Tom Price.
Yep.
They've got Mike Flynn. You know,
Jeff Sessions for Attorney General.
Yeah, and the list
Maybe
goes
Bill
on.
Bill Pryor for Supreme Court or someone like Bill Pryor.
I mean,
you're talking some major appointments. Man, Mitt Romney is the Secretary of State, maybe Rudy Giuliani.
And a whole change in the tone of America.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the attack. I think we'll finally have a president in place. And this would have, I think, come from most of the Republican candidates. But it's a huge shift who, after what happened like in Ohio State, would have come right out and said, you know, we've got a real issue. And start calling out the Muslim community straightforward and saying, get control of yourself. And to the left.
Yeah.
We saw this was a, you know, I want to go back to this because this all goes to the Jill Stein types. They're radical leftists that always line up with the radical Islamic extremists.
Exactly.
This kid in Ohio State, terrorist, and I'm clear to call him that because he was inspired by his Islamic faith. We know that now. And by the Islamic State. Was he directed by them? We don't know that. But we know he was saying the U.S. should make peace. These are people who have lost their mind. To some extent, but that's also who terrorists prey upon.
But you need to remind people what you just said before, during the break, and that is people are in surgery today in Ohio and yesterday because they've had machete-type wounds to their bodies.
And they were mowed down by a car.
Yeah.
I mean, so a vehicle mows them down. There were people that were already in surgery. And this is someone that, of course, the student newspaper, which is a liberal at Ohio State University, to say the least, was profiling as a Muslim who was, you know, this is actually what he said. About the media, he said, "You know, this he didn't know where to pray yet because he had just transferred, and he doesn't blame people. But if people are looking at me, a Muslim praying, I don't know what they're going to think, what's going to happen. But I don't blame them. It's the media that put that picture in their heads. So they're just going to have to. It's going to make them feel uncomfortable. I was scared right now, but I just did it. I relied on God. He's trying to say in this interview, that don't fear the Muslim." And then he talks about being in a sleeper cell in this Facebook rant before he takes that, you know,
exactly.
carries out this attack.
The knife intifada is part of what this knife fighting is what they've been encouraging. ISIS has been encouraging.
So I think it goes back to no wonder people are uncomfortable when they walk by people like him on campus.
Here's what
right
happened.
Now.
This election ended up being for a lot of people about national security.
Right here.
And do you want Jeff Sessions as Attorney General and KT McFarlane as a deputy NSA director and Mike Flynn as NSA director? These are folks that are tough.
Or do you keep wanting Eric Holder and a president who is sympathetic to Islam like Barack Obama? And people said, No, I think people want to erase a lot of this from our history. It's like enough with what we've.
Well, I never accused Barack Obama of being Muslim because I don't think that's fair. But it's sympathetic to the cause. Sympathetic to his outreach was that way. It was a complete and utter failure.
He grew up in that world.
Yep, complete utter failure. All right, let's grab another phone call here. Let's go to Scott's calling from Kentucky.
Yes, sir. I heard on the news last night that Pennsylvania said their deadline to file for a recount was November 21st.
Right.
So how would this affect the left's efforts and what they're trying to do?
So good question, Scott. What she's done is now filed a lawsuit challenging the election generally. So she's trying to now move it into – she has moved it into the state court system. Now, I think it's going to be dismissed quickly. And we've reminded the election officials exactly what the laws required are here. But this is what they're doing. They're moving it into the courts now. Again, all they're trying to do is delay. That's the goal here. All right, let's go to Alan, who's calling in Indiana on line two. And by the way, we're opening up a bunch of lines, so we want to take your calls in the next segment. And we want to get into this attack in Ohio State. Among other things. So you can call us at 1-800-684-3110, but we've cleared the lines for you, 800-684-3110. Alan, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Jay. You guys do a great job.
Thanks.
I love the legal perspective here.
Thanks.
But what I want to ask is, what are, as conservatives or as patriots, what can we do on to fix these leaky holes in the voting.
Yeah, so let me tell you what's going to happen on that. The system's actually going to work because at the end of the day, these recounts will be done and it's not going to change the election result, and the state election officials are going to do the recount the way they do under their statute. So it's going to work. The system will work in and of itself. But understand what this is all about. The left is in complete meltdown. They are in meltdown mode. They're trying to figure out how to regroup, whether it's Jill Stein praising Fidel Castro or whether it's a recount effort or whether it's going to be a new minority leader for the Democrats tomorrow. Who knows what's going to happen there? I mean, they got Keith Ellison running as the main contender. He is one of the first Islamic members of the United States Congress, but he was a devotee of Farrakhan. I mean, is that the direction they're going to go in? And maybe it is. Yeah, maybe it is.
It very well might be. I mean, that the radical left and, again, the Islamic world. But I think a big shift here for our elections will be the reform in, you know, new judges and justices on our courts.
Yep.
And ultimately these voter ID laws so that no one can complain anymore, because the only people that will be able to vote are people that have IDs and are American citizens. And the left, of course, they don't want that because they may not ever win an election again if you actually had voter ID.
You remember saying the Republicans would never win an election again in our lifetime, and that's completely turned around and flipped. All right, we'll take your calls when we come back. We've opened up lines for you, so you can talk about any issue we discuss in the last segment of the broadcast. That is open for any issue. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign as well at aclj.org. And our prayers continue for the people in eastern Tennessee, western North Carolina. What a mess that is.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. Whether it's fighting to protect Christians around the globe who are targeted simply because of their religious beliefs, or working to root out the corruption inside the Obama administration and hold those who are responsible accountable. The work of the ACLJ is vital. We could not do it without your generous support. Now you can play a key role in supporting the work of the ACLJ. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
The broadcast. Everyone taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones, Logan. Who do we have next? Hey, Debbie, go ahead. You're on.
I have two questions.
Hey, here, Debbie.
Yes, it's Debbie.
Go ahead.
I have one question. With them having the re-elect, you know, doing the recalls on everything.
It's not a recall. I'm having trouble here. It's not a recall. It's a recount, but go ahead.
A recount. But how does that affect the Congress, Senate, and the House as far as their...
Does not... It's. I think the recounts are focusing primarily on the presidential election, although a recount could technically be the entire ballot.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking county by county here, depending on each state. I mean, like in Wisconsin...
Election districts within the county, too.
Yeah, I mean, like in Wisconsin, each of these districts can decide how they want to do it on their own. Now,
right.
Jill Stein's trying to force this hand recount. And I just want to say, the only purpose here, Jill Stein can't win. Hillary Clinton can't win.
Right.
The only thing they're trying to do is undermine Donald Trump and Republicans. And by the way, Hillary Clinton, who may be kind of in the shadows right now, her whole team is supporting this. So the Democrats are supporting this. Even though some are trying to say, oh, this is a waste of time, the National Democrats are supporting this.
All right, so, Than, what is the reaction? What are you hearing in Washington from the National Democratic side of this? Because they're in free fall right
now. Well, I think, absolutely, Jordan's spot on. And the proof of what Jordan is saying is if you play this process out, in Jill Stein's wildest dreams, if she gets everything she wants and all three of these states fail to meet the deadline and it's not certified, people need to understand what happens. The House of Representatives would pick the next president. They would choose Donald Trump. The Senate would pick the next vice president. They would choose Mike Pence. Jill Stein knows she cannot overturn the result of this election. This is a fundraising ploy, and she's seeking to undermine it. National Democrats, though, Jay?
Right.
Jordan's right. Hillary Clinton and the rest of them, they're lining up behind her.
December 19th is the date set for the Electoral College vote. But here's the thing, folks. That's a statutory vote. The Congress can come in and say, we'll move it back a week to make sure we get all the certifications in. So they're playing a deck here that they will lose. They cannot win the deck. There's no way they can win this hand. It's not going to happen. But you take it seriously. We are. We're going to insist on the right things being done. Let's take another call or comment, Logan.
All right. Let's go to Bob in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Hey, Bob. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. Jay, I want to say thank you first for everything that you and your team has done. I remember watching a presidential debate where Hillary Clinton made something huge out of whatever the outcome of the election.
Will Donald Trump accept the outcome of the election? And she made a big deal about that, as did the media. And now the tide has turned on the other hand. And you're exactly correct. But you know what that's called? Hypocrisy. So we shouldn't be shocked. But good call. We appreciate it, Bob. Let's go ahead. We try to go through these as quick as we can. Logan, who's next?
Rose in Texas.
All right, Rose, you're on.
Hey, Jay.
Yes.
I just wanted to know that I think for us, the supporters of Trump, it would be so much better for us if we would hear a public apology from Mitt Romney. That would help us to understand that he is truly in support of Trump rather than trying to undermine
him. Let me ask you this. Did you vote for Donald Trump?
Absolutely.
All right. Then let me ask you this. Do you trust Donald Trump's judgment?
I do, but
okay,
I don't
hold, trust... Okay, let me walk you down this. I appreciate the call, Rose. You appreciate his judgment. Do you think he knows how to select people that can do jobs?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. So I think that, look... Mitt Romney was a vocal opponent of Donald Trump's. Lincoln was famously known for his appointment of his cabinet, which was the Band of Rivals. And this is not an unusual thing. I think, actually, the fact that it's getting this much attention and that Donald Trump is obviously giving this much thought to Mitt Romney tells me that Donald Trump's looking to hire who he thinks would be the best person that could represent the United States' interests in the foreign affairs issue.
Yeah, Jordan? And I don't think he's going to hire people that he thinks are going to undermine his positions. But Donald Trump is a big thinker, and then you have to take big like that.
Yeah.
But you've got to take those thoughts and then actually take them and put them into policy in the minutia. And so you can say, this is what I'd like to do broadly. But then you got to have people who can actually implement that. He's always had that in his businesses.
Right.
Now he's going to need that in government. That's why he picked Tom Price.
Exactly.
He picked Tom Price to take his big idea of getting rid of Obamacare and replace it with something better, which is basically all we've heard from Donald Trump.
Right.
I want to get rid of it and replace it with something better.
Now you got
Tom
the guy
Price
that's actually
will come
done it.
In and actually implement into the minutia, which I don't think is where Donald Trump wants to focus
no,
on. He wants to focus on the big ideas.
But Tom Price, as the designate for HHS, actually has put forward proposals, Stan, to not only repeal but to replace Obamacare.
Repeatedly. He's drafted the legislative language.
Right.
He knows how to do this. He's competent. And I just say quickly, on Donald Trump and Mitt Romney, what you've seen over the last week, Jay, is conclusive proof they are now on the same team. The only question left is what role Donald Trump thinks that Mitt Romney should play. They're hand in hand at this point.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and take another call, Logan.
All right, let's go to Pam online too.
Hey, Pam, go ahead. Nope.
Pam's gone. Let's go to Daryl in California.
Hey, Daryl.
Let's reopen the lines. Daryl, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm astounded at the bias of ACLJ. I understand about the voting thing. I accept Donald Trump as president.
So what bias are you upset about? Because but goodness knows, Daryl, if you listen to this broadcast,
we were
critical of both candidates consistently.
Yeah, but what about Donald Trump's inflammatory words? One.
Well, you heard me. Hold it. I was the one that was on Fox News. When the issue came out on that video, I was the one that was saying that was inexcusable.
All I'm saying, Jay, is hard to listen to you guys, man. I don't hear any fairness.
It's because you guys are upset. You lost.
Change the channel.
Change the channel. The left lost. The Democrats lost. Donald Trump, I think what you're talking about is, you know, he said, you know, you really want to check the vote? Go see how many illegals voted in California. Which, by the way, may not change how California flipped out, but it may change a bunch of congressional races.
Right.
And I think Democrats would probably lose seats. The truth is, what we want to see in America, and we've supported this ACLJ, is tough voter ID laws.
Yep.
And you're going to get that if we get a change in the Supreme Court, instead of a Supreme Court that strikes down every time we want to have tough voter ID laws.
It's easier to get a voter ID than it is to get a driver's license, frankly.
You can't buy Sudafed at CVS without showing your ID,
right.
But you can go vote in the presidential election.
Showing your ID. They swipe your ID.
Someone with
chronic sinus issues. Get irritated.
So, I mean, and you know, it's folks on the left who can blame themselves for all these issues now. But let's go for real. Let's make sure that everybody who votes in the next election is an American. Let's see how the Democrats do then.
All right, let's go. Can we do 2 in a minute and 37 seconds?
Why not? Let's go to Richard in Alabama.
Richard, go.
Richard.
No, we'll go back to you, Richard. Karen in New York.
Yes, I just wanted to say that the louder the left complains,
yep.
that the more I know Donald Trump is making very good picks for all of us.
Well, I think, his pick so far, Jeff Sessions for AG, fantastic. Mike Flynn, NSA, excellent move. KT McFarland for Deputy NSA Director, brilliant move. Tom Price, excellent move. Elaine Chao, excellent move. I mean, these are so far rock solid picks. Look, there's going to be a lot more to come. We may find out Secretary of State today or tomorrow. We'll keep everybody know. You want to try, Richard, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, Hillary, she demanded when Trump said, it could possibly be rigged on the last debate, if I remember. And then she said, we'd be undermining the way we vote. And now she's supporting the recount.
Yes, and the reason is, Richard, is what Jordan said initially, and I'll say it again as we close the broadcast out. This is they're trying to organize themselves. That's what this is.
Yeah, organize themselves around a cause, which is, you know, the left's idea. It's always they need something to protest. So now they're trying to protest voter. They are becoming what Donald Trump was talking about and what they were criticizing, but they've got to have an organizing point.
All right, folks, don't forget our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're going to get a matching gift. We're also, stay tuned on Facebook and Periscope. We're going to play the full song, Hold Your Head Up. A lot of you requested that. Again, ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. We engage the issues that matter most. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. Please stand with the ACLJ right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.